You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Remember when we had Ross?
Yeah, that was awesome.
We played bagpipe, yep. Name That Tune, when the tattoo was in town. Yes!
It was great.
He was great. He was great. Came up here and serenaded us with the bagpipes.
Yeah, he played some AC/DC, some Journey.
He did. It was awesome, dude.
Pretty wild.
It was wild on the bagpipes. Anyway, I digress. Item number one in Stupid News this morning involves a guy named Steve Feltham. F-E-L-T-H-A-M. So it's spelled Feltham, but that's not... You say Feltham.
He Feltham.
He Feltham! Steve! He's 60. He's been searching for Nessie for 30 years!
It's the Lord's work he's doing.
Yes. Here's the headline. Man quits job to live in Loch Ness and look for the monster every day for 32 years.
Yes.
Let me know if you find my blue sock! Another thing's been lost 30 years. Steve Feltham dedicated his life to the search for Loch Ness, for the Loch Ness monster. From a young age, Steve became fascinated with the Loch Ness Investigation Bureau. I just fell in love with the possibilities. The mystery.
I think I'm there.
Just in the caber. What keeps me excited? It means another piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And what we're looking for.
What?
That's what he said. What we're looking for.
I love that it was written with an accent.
I've seen one object on the surface which defies explanation. Nessie broke the waves. Her eyes as big as the headlights of a locomotive.
All right, so basically what you're telling me is the guy quit his job to sit on the shore.
30 years later. Still nothing. You got nothing. All right, so that's item one. That's Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, Steve. Item two. A 13-year-old kid in China. Unwittingly or secretly was using his mother's credit card to buy games within certain apps.
Okay.
And ran up a bill of $63,260. Secretly charged $63,000 to his mother's credit card. I don't know about your credit card. I don't have $63,000 on a single card.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you're doing this.
Seems excessive.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Took 4 months. That's not long. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You're 15 grand a month here, and no one notices. Okay.
I just don't understand that.
Mm-mm. She apparently kept the purchases secret from her mother by deleting the transactions. However, a teacher told the girl's mother about the purchases after finding out about them from other kids at the school she goes to. Mom checked her bank balance and saw that she only had 7 cents left. Oh, this was tied directly to her bank.
Oh, ooh, no.
Baby.
And you know those.
So it's a debit card. Ouch.
Yeah, debit
card. That, yeah, that could go
don't
as,
ever.
As much as you got in the bank.
Don't ever you do know, that.
Those
yeah.
Those games yeah. shouldn't be requiring you to spend that kind of money.
Nope.
But, you know, they don't have the rules we got.
No. You know, you said mom had 7 cents left in her account.
7 cents, yeah.
So really, these transactions only stopped because we ran out of money.
Yes.
And the teacher
put
everybody onto it.
I'm just thinking to myself, how long was this kid like, dang it, I'm out of money, before we finally realized.
Yeah, because it's debit, unless you're checking your statements constantly, you're not getting a hard copy bill to pay this. Wow, that's horrible.
I have my phone set up to alert me to anytime $5 leaves.
Yeah, I have a similar situation.
Set at $5.
Nice, it's a good threshold.
Yeah, I have, it's pretty much every transaction at this
pretty
point.
Much.
I want to know. It makes me feel better. All right, finally this.
Ah, South Carolina.
Yeah, the land down under.
It's the land down under.
Charleston.
Charleston, exactly. It's
depressing. Finally, this from Australia. There's a world-famous surfing beach called Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
Not far from Sydney. And in order to make a point about World Environment Day on Monday of this week, a group unveiled a gigantic inflatable pile of human excrement that has been placed on Bondi Beach for your just so that you're aware of.
It's a gigantic
Environment Day
poop emoji.
Yeah,
is what it is.
Yeah, humongous. It is.
I don't know, it looks like chocolate ice cream to me, guys.
It's legit. Well, it is today's chocolate ice cream day, so help yourself.
Oh.
Get a spoon.
Ooh.
And a plane ticket, Vegemite.
Oof.
A 12-foot-high poop made of plastic has been plopped on Bondi Beach. The installation is a visual representation of the sheer amount of plastic, S-word, that is dumped in the oceans every 30 seconds. Hashtag World Environment Day.
Here's the problem, though.
That, by the way, was the official post, and they used the S-bomb.
Yeah, if it looks like poop. It doesn't look like garbage. Maybe if they built, like, a tower of garbage, it'd have more impact. But if I took my kids to see that, they'd be laughing their asses off,
taking pictures with
photos, selfies, everything.
It's like when you can walk through the whale's colon.
Yes. And and 5 years from now, they wouldn't even mention the World Environment Day. They just mentioned that day we saw the giant poop emoji.
Yeah. Well, maybe Nessie needed somewhere to take a dump.
Washed up in Australia.
Washed up in Australia! It takes her no time to swim!
No wonder that guy couldn't
just
find her.
An angry... somewhere to leave a giant dump.
This morning I got such a bowel cramp as I drove in my car down the street. So I looked in the mirror with tears in my eyes as I thought of the urge to release. I desperately searched for a restroom, but I just couldn't find no relief. Lord, somebody, somebody, can anybody find me somewhere to dump? I worked hard, keeping my back door shut as my colon tried to explode. At the end of the street, was an Exxon where I couldn't load. With my pants round my knees, I ran for the door. Where the f*** is that guy with the key? Lord, somebody, somebody, can anybody find me somewhere to dump? Forget it.
Leave it on Bondi.
That's not a jump.
Hey. Gibbity gibs. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why this is
Stupid News.